BBC Radio Berkshire.
It's the Saturday of Easter time. BBC Radio Berkshire here. Business as usual with the gadget detective. Fevzi Turkalp is here. How are you, Fevzi?
I'm good. Good morning to you.
And an advance happy Easter to you, Fevzi. Lots to talk about this morning. Something that I think is going to be close to an awful lot of our hearts, because we all depend upon broadband these days. And I think a lot of us who've signed up for deals that appear to be really good on the face of it later find that 1 year or 18 months down the track, whenever they require renewal, turn out to be massively more expensive.
Yeah, so this has been highlighted by the Citizens Advice Bureau. It's a charity, and they've realised that the cheapest broadband deals shoot up by an average of 43%, or £113 a year, after the introductory deal is finished. This is kind of classic bait and switch. We see it with energy companies and bank accounts. You know, you go to a savings account because it offers you a colossal 3% interest, and then after a year it goes to 0.05% unless you do something about it. So this has been highlighted. They're effectively calling it, and quite rightly, a loyalty penalty, because you get penalised for being loyal. So just to give you the figures here, BT 12-month contract after the 12 months went up 67%.
Good Lord.
Sky, 53% increase. EE, 36%. TalkTalk, 28%. The only goodie in this bag of other miscreants is Virgin Media, who didn't put their prices up at all after the initial term. So good on them. Citizens Advice research also point out that it's older and poorer people who are more likely to be hit by the charges, because they generally are more loyal and stay with the same supplier for longer. So users over 65 were more than twice as likely as younger users to have been on the same contract for
more
than 10 years.
And of course, these things, Fevzi, require you to watch the calendar like a hawk, because look, I've got a deal that ends, I think, in June or July. Yeah. And it's in my memory that I've got to do that, because I know they're going to, it's one of the suppliers that you mentioned there, we can't say which one. I know they're going to whack the price up massively if I don't stop them from doing it. And the only way to stop them from doing it is to phone them up and say, hello there, I'm considering leaving you. And at the moment you say that, they put you through to the retention of business team.
Exactly.
And then they give you a better deal. It's a stupid game.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually had, well, I won't name the company, but one company offered me a much better deal than the one that they'd hiked three times in the last previous few months, because I'd taken my eye off the ball. And I just said to them, it's too late. You should have done that earlier. And I shut the account down.
But the problem is that they're being allowed to do it. You know, somebody should stamp down massively hard on them.
Well, yes, and Citizens Advice said the government has rightly put energy firms on warning about how they treat loyal customers. The actions of broadband firms warrant similar scrutiny, and I think that's probably true, because it is classic bait and switch, and I just think it's not right.
No. And we need to keep following this and stay on their case. Now, Berkshire is the land of the Aga. A lot of homes in especially rural areas, but also the posher, more urban ones have got Agas.
Yes.
But if they have Agas that are cyber connected, there may be a problem.
Yeah, so these are the new Agas that are part of the Internet of Things, i.e. domestic devices and appliances that are now internet connected and internet controlled. So that could be your lighting, could be your heating. In this case, it's your Aga, your oven. It's been found that the control mechanism, which is essentially a system where you send text messages to your oven to turn it on and off, are easily hacked. Somewhat insecure, which means that some miscreant could turn off or on your oven remotely, which at the very least may cause you inconvenience or cost. They say it's not dangerous, but I'm not sure how that's not dangerous if you've got control over someone's oven. But there we are. Not good. It's part of the fact that all these companies that are good at producing ovens and light bulbs and heating systems are not good at computer security yet, and that needs to change rapidly.
Because they could be portals into everything else that you've got.
Precisely, and that's the other thing. Your oven could be the portal into your laptop, as it were.
So we'll have to follow that. There's another saga of the Aga we have to follow.
Okay,
a couple of Amazon gadgets. We have to rattle through this
but they're being
updated, aren't they?
Yeah, so this is nice, because this is a new functionality for your old gadgets. So the original Amazon Fire TV and Fire TV Stick, which are streaming devices that allow you internet-based television on your big screen, they are being given Alexa retrofits, functional Alexa from software, so you don't have to buy a new one or anything like that. You get Alexa, and it's got some some great... Do you know what? Alexa's just woken up. So Alexa, stop.
Oh, you went and said the word. You know.
I did.
We have to explain to our listener here that Fevzi was one of the first people in this country with Alexa, and we demonstrated her. She'd never heard of me, but she'd heard of lots of other things. So she's constantly with you now.
Yeah. So the benefits are that for the first time, you can get this service with a wired internet connection, which is more reliable and means you don't have to have your Wi-Fi on all the time. Also, these... The Fire TV boxes have got an optical digital audio output. So for the first time, you can get digital audio, high quality digital audio out and send it to a pair of high quality speakers, which is new. And also, you don't have the microphone where you speak to it across the room. You have to use the remote control, which in one way is a disadvantage, but in another way is beneficial, because when you're playing music and it's too loud, it doesn't hear you across the room because the music's drowning out. So this will solve that problem. Also, the existing Amazon Echo and Echo Dots can now read Kindle ebooks, as I will... earbooks is probably better, that I will now demonstrate for you. Alexa... Read Kindle ebook.
Alexa?
Resuming from Kindle, Python Programming for Beginners. An introduction to the Python computer language and computer programming. Python, Python 3, Python tutorial. Python Programming for Beginners doesn't make any
Alexa,
assumptions about...
stop. So the point about that, that's an ebook being read in the voice of... the lady whose name we won't say, and the quality of it is outstanding and much better than...
knowledge of computer programming.
Yes, we've heard that bit. Thank you, Alexa.
Yeah, there we go. I'm turning your microphone off now.
Go and have a cup of digital coffee, will you?
So this is really important, because there was previously the ability to listen to audio books, i.e. ones that have been recorded as audio with a narrator. But now all your text-based ebooks, Kindle ebooks, can be read in the voice of this... Well, I can say it now.
Yeah, with that persona, we know I can say it because she can't hear me, Alexa. God, let's hope she doesn't hear that. But the problem is, I think people are going to start speaking in that kind of voice. And, you know, everything is going that way now. And I think eventually it's going to drive a lot of us absolutely nuts, despite the functionality.
Well, I think the voice continues to improve. So if you compare that text to speech with let's say what you get on an iPhone, even their high quality speech engine is not as the iPhone stuff is not as good as this. So this is actually very listenable. Some text to speech is painful, but this is relatively smooth. I'd say it's state of the art.
Well, you want to hear me reading the news, Fevzi?
But it will only get better, and I think it really opens up, you know, ebooks to all sorts of people, including obviously those with visual problems, because you can't always get the audio version. It's not always available.
A lot of people have told me that, and that's one very good reason why it's worthwhile. Fevzi, we're out of time. Thank you very much. If people want to shoot the breeze, ask you a tech question, where do they go?
Come and say hello on Twitter at Gadget Detective.
Fevzi Turkup, the Gadget Detective here. Come hell or high water, whatever season, whatever reason, Fevzi Turkup is the Gadget Detective here every Saturday on BBC Radio Berkshire.